welcome to the Joey and Amanda podcast. I happen to be named Joey.
And I'm Amanda.
And this is our podcast. Welcome. Come on in. Welcome to our home.
Welcome. Welcome.
So I wanted to start with by telling a story about you really fast.
Okay.
So last night was the second night this week that I have woken up in the middle of the night and turned, and Amanda has not been in the bed. And so I'll wander out into our apartment, and both times I have found her working in the studio, one time at 3 a.m. and one time at 5, maybe?
Yeah, it was like 5:30. Was it 3 a.m. the other time?
I think the first time was around, no, last night was around 3. I think last night was around 3. The first night was like in the morning. It was like at 5.
Oh, okay.
The first time it happened, I got worried because you weren't in the bed, and I was calling to you. I didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
So I sort of panicked for a second.
Yeah, that is weird.
And on top of that,
the door was closed the first time.
Yes.
Because I definitely didn't want to bother you.
Well, so then I go. So, right. As I got closer to the studio, I saw the door was closed, but the light was on. So I was like, oh, she's in there. So I go in, and she's in there just working away. And like, what's happening? It's 5 in the morning. Sun's coming up.
I know. The thing is before, it's so hard because I work at night so much. I don't know. I'm just like that. Ideas come to me at night. Before Joey and I met, I mean, my parents, my dad would wake up to go to work at 6:30 in the morning, and I would be working so many times. And
so when you say working at night, you don't mean like at like 6 before dinner or like after dinner from like 8 to 10. No, you're talking about like from midnight to the morning.
To like 6:30.
That's just when you can work.
So so because if I get inspired, I feel like it's a gift from the universe, God, whatever you want to call it, spirit guides, whatever. So I feel like it's a gift, and it's just rude to let it go to waste.
Right.
Like when you have an idea. So when I get inspired, I just run with it. And I used to do that all the time, especially when I lived alone. So now that Joey and I have been living together for a while, I haven't really been doing that much because, I mean, sleeping with a person you love is just the best feeling in the world. It's so hard. I can't, knowing he's in the bed, like I want to sleep next to him. So I haven't really been doing it.
But you have a nice routine now where you wait until I fall asleep and then you.
Yeah.
And then you go.
Yeah. So both times when Joey found me there, we went to sleep together. Well, he fell asleep in the bed. Then I stayed. I laid there. And then maybe an hour later, I got up and worked. But it's still hard every time.
Yeah.
It's like when I saw you last night, it was like 5. I don't even remember what time it was. But we like hugged. I'm like, I miss you so much.
Yeah. But think about it. It's the opposite with me because I wake up early and I wake up ready to go.
Yeah.
So I have that same thing where it's like I wake up and it's.
Joey's a morning person.
But I see you sleeping there. And it's like, oh, look how cute. I just want to stay over here with you.
Oh, yeah.
But I can't. I have to get up and just start doing things.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. We have the same thing.
It's so hard.
Yeah. But I just thought I wanted to tell that story. I don't know if anybody knew that. I don't think I've seen that you like have been sharing that.
I actually just did it last night.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
Cause it's so interesting that you've been doing that twice this week.
Yeah. And I'm both times.
You'll probably do it again tonight.
No, we'll see. Both times, it's been so good.
Yeah.
Like that first night that throughout the night, I got more done than any time.
Yeah.
Like
the amount of things that you created in that time.
Yeah. I'm almost done with a poetry book just because of that one night. And I'm almost done with a 6-foot painting.
Yeah.
It
looks so good. Have people seen the painting yet?
I put it in my story, like a little. It's kind of like from far away, blurry. I put it on my tripod. You can't really, haven't really showed it up close, but I'm not. I mean, it's only one session of painting, so I'll do it later once I keep working on it.
All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that. If you ever find yourself, tossing and turning in bed, or it's 3 in the morning, you can't sleep. Just know that Amanda's up working in the studio.
You know what? This actually was going to be part of the life hack.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought about this as a life hack just because, like I was saying,
yeah.
I think this is a life hack it gives you a jump start on things uh-huh. because if you have an idea, I really believe you have the idea for a reason. And sometimes you think, oh,
I'll get to it later.
Yeah. Or you're like, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Like I have the energy to do it now, but I'm supposed to be sleeping.
Right.
I mean, I work from home, so I really don't have a schedule, but especially now we're all quarantined.
Right.
Who cares if you stay up for 4 extra hours and take an extra nap or whatever.
Right.
I really think that a great life hack is just listening to that voice, listening to whenever you get inspired mm-hmm. and just letting that take you because you never know, you know, where it can go if you actually pursue it.
Can we cue the life hack theme song?
What is it?
Boop. Life hacks, baby, life hacks. Life hacks, baby, life hacks.
What did you think about this?
Life hacks, baby, life hacks. Life hacks.
Did you have this planned?
Yeah, it was planned.
What?
Get it? Like Love Shack?
Oh my God. No, I don't know. It's so funny.
You don't know that song?
No.
Love Shack, baby, love Shack. You don't know Love Shack?
No. Hold on. Okay.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Life hacks, baby, life hacks. Before we get to your first life hackaroony, mm-hmm. I wanted to say that we also have a bunch of hacks that were sent in on Instagram.
Yeah, thank you for sending them.
Thank you so much. So I picked a couple of them, and I'll read them after you give yours.
Sounds great. I love the high... Blah, blah, blah. I love the life hacks that you guys sent in. I know that I will be using so many of your life hacks. So thank you so much for adding that to my suitcase. No,
oh.
To my
repertoire. No, your bag of tricks.
Yes. To my bag of tricks.
Your life hacks bag of tricks.
Yes. Thank you guys.
All right. Will you reach into that life hack bag of tricks that you have and pull out your first hackaroony?
All right, so the first life hack I have is adding a cork board on the inside of your kitchen cabinet doors to hang light items. Mm-hmm. So right now we have like these little caddies that we put on the inside of our kitchen cabinet drawers, doors, and they helped so much. They're so great. We just put like the coffee pods in them. Mm-hmm. We have one with our vitamins, so we have extra space. But I do love this corkboard idea to hang certain things like measuring spoons or even if you want to just put like love notes. Like that's just so fun to find. Or
nicely done.
I thought that was like a great idea for just some extra space.
Love it.
Number two.
Life hack. Baby, life hack.
Number two would be a scarf organizer, and you can make one by using shower curtain rings on a hanger. So you just put the rings on that, you hook up the rings on the hanger, and you can just put your scarves through them. So when you want to pick out a scarf, uh-huh. you just pull it out and put it back in. So easy. Much easier. I actually need to do that myself, that hack, because I have all my scarves folded in a drawer. So then I have to look through them. And then the ones at the bottom kind of, I forget I even have them. So they don't really get much action.
Mm-hmm.
That's the scarf organizer hack.
Nice. Next hack in your bag of tricks.
My next hack.
In the life hack.
Okay. So for the next life hack, I thought this was so cool and I cannot wait to do this. I just have to buy the bin with holes. So if you have ribbons at home, you can store your ribbons in a basket that has holes, and then you pull the end through the holes so you can get to them quickly and efficiently. Does that make any sense?
I got it.
You did?
I think so.
Okay. Tell it back to me.
Can you give me a demonstration?
You already said you got it, so you say it back to me.
I can see it. You pull the... So if you have... What do you use to make the hole?
No, it's a basket with holes.
So you put ribbons mm-hmm. in, you store them in baskets uh-huh. with holes in them so mm-hmm. that you can easily get them separated.
Yeah. So they're separated And
did I pass the test?
Yeah, you did. So then you just cut. Let's say you want a red ribbon. You just pick the red ribbon. You pull it out, and then you snip it.
I see. So, but a basket with holes. You mean like a?
Like they have.
I thought you meant like you make a hole in a basket.
No, no, no. I mean, I guess you can. Good. In a box.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just took this to another level. If you don't have, actually, I have all my ribbons in a box without holes. But I can just put holes in my box.
There you go.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it was just, you know, sometimes they have these white.
I love that you just had, you're like, oh, you get it? Really? Well, then explain it back to me.
Because it didn't.
And the whole time I was talking, you were looking at me like, I'm ready for this not to work. You're like, okay.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Oh my God. Because the way you said, oh, I get it, I was like, I don't know if you get it.
I got it. I got the idea. I got the concept.
You understood.
I didn't understand how you were getting the holes in it. But now I get it's a box already with holes.
Yeah, it's usually like a plastic bin that has a lot of holes. Usually that's how they sell them.
I see.
But yeah, just hole punch some holes in your shoebox.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice.
So anyways, I thought that was great. I cannot wait to hole punch some holes in my shoebox. Okay. Next one is to get a magnetic strip for hairpins. So, you know, like bobby pins?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like a magnet. Uh-huh. So you can just purchase that probably on Amazon and put it like inside a drawer or in the back of a cabinet or wherever. Bobby pins are so hard. They get lost. They're hard to find.
Right.
So
are they like equivalent to me and my socks?
Yeah.
Just disappearing randomly?
Yeah, which is like where are they going?
I don't know.
So yeah, the bobby pins.
Because they're so small, they fall into little holes and cracks and they disappear forever.
Yeah, but if you keep them on the magnetic strip, it gets attached to it.
I like it.
So that's a little bit of a...
That's a good one.
Little life hack, beauty life hack.
Nice.
I'm not sure if I shared this one in the last episode.
Do it.
I'm just going to say it again because it's a great one. My grandma taught me this when I was little, but castor oil helps you grow your hair grow. So if you put castor oil on a Q-tip and you put it on your eyelashes before bed every night, it's supposed to give you long eyelashes naturally.
So you're telling me that when that day might come when I look in the mirror and realize my hair is starting to go, if I just start pouring castor oil on, it's going to grow back?
I think that that's a different process. I think that this is...
But maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Because I was going to say, when men lose their hair...
Yeah. You know, the guy who took us on that shark tour...
But your eyelash...
You already said... Somebody said to him...
He said coconut oil.
Yeah, because he's like an older guy, but he had a... Full head of luscious hair. And yeah. Somebody made like a
I don't know
joke.
About luscious. It looked pretty dry, but yeah.
That guy had.
And he said coconut oil. So did you like store that hack in your brain?
I did, yeah. Because somebody made a joke to him when he said how old he was. Yeah. And somebody's like, what? I would have never known with a head of hair like that.
Yeah.
And he said, coconut oil. So I went, whoa.
Hold on. So that's why you've been putting coconut oil in your hair.
I've been doing coconut oil.
I actually haven't noticed you've been putting it in your hair.
I don't put it in
after,
my hair.
After our honeymoon, you haven't.
No, that's not true. Okay, maybe a little bit. But yeah, no, that's what happened. So maybe castor oil too.
Yeah, you've been coconut oil.
What?
I mean,
no, I'm saying maybe castor oil.
Yeah. Now I see what you're saying. Yeah, I don't know about the coconut for sure, oil. And the castor oil is something my grandma told me, so you got to look that up for yourselves, guys.
Okay. But your tip is for the eyelashes, because it's just a small amount of hair.
Yeah, and your eyelashes are so...
Oh, that was cute. Wait, what was that?
What?
When your eyelashes...
They have no idea what I just did. Okay, so the next one.
That whole time, by the way, I'm so sorry.
What?
That whole time, I don't know why, I thought you were talking about your eyebrows. I was thinking, why would you keep growing?
I actually would love that. I should, you know, I'm going to do an experiment.
Okay.
I'm going to document this.
Sure.
I am going to put castor oil
uh-huh.
I actually just bought some. It might be in one of these boxes. As soon as it comes in, the new bottle of castor oil, I'm going to put it on one eyebrow.
Okay.
And I'm going to do it every single day for a month. Okay. And let's see if it grows more than the one.
I love that idea.
Because my eyebrows need, I need more. They're not thick enough.
They look great.
Yeah, they're filled in.
They look great.
If you only saw Joey's face when I said they're filled in, you were not expecting that. I'm crying. He could not fake that. He was like, your face said what? But you didn't say it. You're like, they look great. Yeah, I don't know how you don't notice that I fell. Did you know that I did that?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever thought about it for 1 second in my entire life.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
I've never.
I don't fill in my eyebrows to the point where it's like a bit, like a noticeably big difference,
You're really crying.
I know. That was so funny. Oh, gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
All right.
The last one.
What's happening? Where were we?
The last one,
yeah,
is using a cutlery tray, which actually I have
Tell
done
me, what
this.
Is that again?
Cutlery tray?
Yeah.
With cutlery?
When you cutlery.
It's like your knives and forks.
Oh, yeah, of course. Your knives and forks. Your cutlery.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
So using those trays that we have in the drawer in the kitchen,
yeah,
you use those, which I actually purchased a cutlery tray to put in the bath. Hold on, let me rewind.
Okay.
The cutlery tray that you use in the kitchen for knives and forks,
of course. You
can use that in the bathroom to organize your bathroom. Like for, let's say you have children that are using one bathroom for different toothpaste, toothbrushes, just keeps everything organized. Mm. Now, I personally wanted to do that, so I purchased an extra cutlery tray for our bathroom drawers, but I didn't measure it, and the bathroom drawers were too small, so that didn't work for me personally. So if you're going to do this hack, just make sure you measure the cutlery tray, or you look at the measurements online, and you measure your drawer before you order it. I will say I use the cutlery tray, and I put it in our cabinet where we have tools. And I separate, you know, different tools in the cutlery tray. Okay, so that was my last personal.
Love it.
Cool life hack. One more random life hack.
Okay.
Is to cut all of the junk food from your home. Cut all the junk food from your home and find alternatives. And that will make you eat so much healthier. Mm. That's what we've done. Like in your mind, you're used to, Joey's used to this because he never grew up with like
that. He had chips.
Yeah, but Joey, you guys have like
healthy chips,
like healthy whole food chips. I'm talking about like, you know, if you have brownies or if you have chocolate chip cookies or if you have like cake bites or like there's a lot of people that purchase this stuff for their homes.
Right.
And it's
a giant tub of M&Ms.
Yeah. Or like gallons of ice cream. My parents did that my whole life. And it's just this life hack has been such a life change for me.
Yeah.
Is finding healthy alternatives.
Dried fruit.
Yeah. Dried fruit for dessert is so good. Like frozen blueberries.
Yep.
Just fruit as dessert.
Home popped popcorn.
Mm-hmm. So that has been a really life-changing life hack for me, is just stop getting junk food or unhealthy things to keep in your home and have alternatives. So when you do go out and you do go to a restaurant or you order something, you go ahead, go have a cheesecake. Sometimes Joey.
Go crazy.
Yes. Joey and I sometimes will like. We'll have three desserts. We're like,
we'll get nuts.
Yeah, we'll just say, I don't know if I can pick between the flan, the cheesecake, chocolate cake. Oh, let's just get all of them. And you don't really feel that guilty because it's not something you do all the time.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right.
It helps you balance things out. But then if you have them at home and you go out and you do it also, then it's just so bad for your health.
Yep.
So that was a huge life hack for me, is cutting out anything bad. We do not have any junk food in our home.
I will say then too, when you do get these things, you savor every freaking bite. When I see you eat those lemon sugar cookies or whatever those are.
They're not even sugar cookies.
The lemon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are they? They're.
Yeah.
What are they? They're lemon cookies. Whatever they are. Cookies. I've never in my life seen anybody take more time to eat something ever. And I, it's, but that's the thing though. Like that, if we had those all the time, that wouldn't happen.
Right. So that's another thing. So I wouldn't really count that so much as like, I guess that would qualify as the only junk food that we have at the moment.
Well, because we're not going out now. So like that's the right. only one thing that we have.
But I will say that it's a pricier cookie.
Okay.
And it comes in a box that only has like 7 of them.
Right.
And
my point is you rarely eat it. And when you do,
right.
it takes you 48 minutes to eat half the cookie.
No, but what I was trying to say
okay. is like, Joey, just stop talking.
No, no, no. What I was trying to say by the amount of cookies in there is if you purchase Oreos, how many do you get in there?
Right.
Like 500
and
they cost $2, but this box of cookie is like $10 for 7. So it's like, it's more expensive. Mm-hmm. It's rare. To get you're only going to have a couple and you're going to cherish every single one, so you're not going to be eating
I got it.
I was trying to say
makes total sense and that's a way better point than the point that I was making.
No.
So that is great.
No, your point is great too.
No, but that is perfect. Your point is just the best.
No, so what I was going to say is I know where you're going with it. When I have that for dessert, I literally will only have one cookie and every single bite is like I'm having an additional cookie.
Yeah.
Because I'm like closing my eyes and cherishing every bite because I need to make this last.
Yeah.
And I don't want to sit here and eat the whole box of 7 cookies because that's horrible for you.
Like me.
Yeah. No, you've been doing better, I feel like.
Yeah. No, I mean how fast it just goes.
Oh my God, I know.
I can't help it. But that's my way of enjoying it.
Yeah. So bizarre to me.
How
can you even taste something when you're eating so fast?
If like, I eat it too slow, I get anxious. Like I gotta eat this thing.
Can't even taste it.
Oh yeah, I can taste every morsel.
I don't know about that.
It's delicious.
No, remember when we were at Stephanie's wedding?
Yeah.
And you had that cheesecake really slowly, finally, and then you were like, "Oh yeah."
Yeah, that was pretty good.
It's like
I had it slow for a second, and then I was like, blah, blah,
blah, blah. Yeah, you did. It's like Ratatouille. You have to close your eyes.
No, I don't have that thing.
You have to taste every. A chef took so long to make this perfection of a cookie. You got to appreciate every single tang.
I am, but I'm just doing it very fast.
All right.
Does that wrap it up for your life hacks?
Yes. That no, it doesn't.
Oh.
All right, one more.
Okay.
So the last one is pretty easy, and everybody knows this, but you know what? A lot of people don't do it, including myself.
Okay, reminder.
And I recently did it, and it was glorious.
Okay.
Go through your medicine cabinet, like after you listen to the podcast sometime today, mm-hmm. within 24 hours, mm-hmm. just do yourself a favor and say, all right, for an hour, I'm going to go through my medicine cabinet and see what things are expired. And my cabinet in the bathroom or your drawer or whatever. There are so many products that we have that are expired and we're using them, which is a waste. It either doesn't work anymore. It's bad for your skin.
Right.
It's going to cause you to break out and you don't even know. Mm-hmm. I went through my medicine cabinet and I found things from...
I remember what the funniest thing was.
I think it was like...
2012.
I think it was like 2008. Like... I found things that were over 10 years old.
But they were in the car when you drove out.
Which means I brought them. Yeah, I brought them with me from North Carolina. And I'm like, why do I have this? All of this is expired. So I went through it. A lot of it expired. And it's taking up prime realty in your home. Now, if you listen to our... our decluttering.
Declutter.
If you listen to our declutter episode, then you would know what I'm talking about. Prime realty in your home.
Yep.
There are a lot of things that are taking up space in your home. You don't even know it, and you're paying for the space. So, anyways, clean out your medicine cabinet, and you can thank me later.
All right, and that's gonna do it for Amanda's love hacks, baby love hacks.
Oh, love hacks. You're thinking about love? You love me?
I do love you.
Very much?
The song's Love Shack. Life hacks. Amanda's life hacks.
Yeah.
All right, so now we got the life hacks from the people.
Thanks, everybody, for sending them.
Here we go. We're going to start with Flowing with Ron. We actually have two from Flowing with Ron.
Okay.
Flowing with Ron says, water plants from saucer instead of on top. Less mess and lets plant drink when it wants.
That's a great hack.
Have we ever done that before?
I've never done that before, but when... Oh, I wonder if I shared this last time. But when
the water bottle system?
Did I share that?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, okay.
So you did, because the only reason I know that is because somebody sent a picture.
Oh, they did. Oh, that's awesome.
Somebody DM'd us a great picture of
this. So I'll just say it really quickly. So when we leave on vacation, what I'll do is I'll fill up a water bottle. I'll puncture holes on the top, and I will dig it into the soil of the plant. So whenever the plant is thirsty, it will suck the water out of the water bottle. So it's the same concept.
Yep.
So I can see how this saucer hack works. I just haven't personally used it. Thank you so much for sending that over.
I got one more from Ronnie. Flowing with Ron once more says, using the textured grip side of an oven mitt to open a tough jar.
Oh, I love this life hack. Oh, as soon as I read that.
I have no problem with it.
What's the problem?
Because those are my moments to shine.
What do you mean?
When you're like, I can't get this. And I'm like, let me get in there. Let me get it. Hand it over.
That's so funny. I love that life hack.
All right, we could use it.
Do you think it's great? It's so great if you guys shared that life hack with your grandparents.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Is that amazing? I mean,
you're a genius. That's a great idea.
But you know what? Oh, they've lived long enough. They probably know like, all.
I've been telling you to do that one.
Yeah. My grandma actually, she has a specific rubber thing. Yeah. Okay. That to open her thing. But anyways, I love that idea.
Yeah. I'm all
and
in on it.
And we actually have the rubber. We have a rubber glove thing in the kitchen.
Yep.
So we will. I will definitely be using that.
We're in. Thank you, Flowing with Ron.
Thanks.
Sizzles and Creams says, two comforters inside your duvet cover during winter. One plush, one heavier.
That is a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't really get that cold here, but I used to live in North Carolina.
And I am from Chicago. I think that is a wonderful
idea. That's a great idea, yeah, because then you just have a thicker comfort. You don't have to just, you know, when you sleep with too many and then one ends up falling out or gets messy.
Yep. All right, next, Girl on Wire says, fold your sheet set inside of the pillowcases so it is all together in the linen closet.
I love this one. I think it's great to keep everything together because sometimes you're like, where's the other pillow that goes with the set? And you don't want to worry about that at night, the night that your relatives come over or whatever. So great idea.
You're so tired.
This is life changing. I will use this hack now every single time.
Nicely done, Girl on Wire.
Thank you, Girl on Wire.
Next one's from Madalena Pip. And Madalena Pip says, brush hair before showering. Because it is smoother after that.
That's,
you ever hear about that?
I have not heard about that, but it makes sense. And I will be doing that too now. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Next one is from Econa Light. Says, use your dog as a vacuum cleaner for spills. That works.
It does.
Next one is next and final one is KM Gardner says, place frozen grapes in your wine instead of ice cubes. It will not dilute the flavor.
Great idea.
And then you get to eat the grapes after and have a little grape filled with wine.
Nice. That's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
And it probably just looks so nice.
Yep.
You know, you have people over.
Yep.
They're like,
we love frozen grapes.
We do. We just don't really drink that much wine.
I know. We get back into wine.
We end up throwing away like every...
I know.
I'm sorry for all of our friends that have gifted us wine and are listening to this episode.
They've all gone bad at some point.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
But thanks.
We tried our best.
We love you.
Yeah.
And that's going to do it for the life hacks.
Thank you, everybody. You guys are awesome. Also, if you haven't listened to Life Hacks number one, the first episode, that one is very long. There's a lot of life hacks, and they're broken up into life hacks for mothers, life hacks in your home, and life hacks in the kitchen. talking about all the things that you can grow with veggies and fruits and seeds and things you already have. So what you can propagate when it comes to veggies in the kitchen. So there's a lot of stuff on the first episode if you missed it. Thank you so much for being here. You guys are amazing.
You guys are amazing.
Can I just say this is the best laugh I've had all day.
Love it.
What were you going to say?
Nothing.
No, what were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say that nothing. I got nothing. I got nothing.
You got something.
I got nothing. I got...
Chill, they're multiplying. And I'm losing control. Dun, 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 dun. It's electrifying.
Ow!
Gotta save them. Cause I need a man.
How do you like... Do you like my life hack song or... Yeah. Don't ever do it again.
No, I love it. I love everything.
When we do life hacks part 3.
Yeah, we could do it.
Life hacks, baby. Here, I'll lead us out with that. So that's going to do it for life hacks, baby, life
hacks.
Nice. Thank you, everybody, so much. We love you all so freaking much.
Thank you, guys.
And we will be back on Friday. For Joey's Brain.
Oh, yeah.
Joey's Brain will be having a very special guest in the beginning of the episode, and it might be Amanda. So so I'm very excited for that.
Yes. Thank you so much. Yeah. If you have any other life hacks you want to send us, just because I am always open to reading more. I love them. And if you use any of the ones that you heard on this episode, please share them with us.
Yes, please do. Have a great rest of your day, your night, and... We love you. Thanks for hanging out with us.
See you Friday for Joey's Brain.
Hey,
bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
You wanted to keep going.
I sure did. I'm just going to linger all night. Okay.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.